Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending October 9th, 2020. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. Holness says no policies made just to favor tourism. Critics have accused Jamaican Prime Minister Andrew Holness with making COVID-19 policies that favor tourism revenue over the health of Jamaicans. Holness responded by saying that his government does not make policies to favor tourists, but to favor the people of Jamaica. He emphasized that tourism must be handled as a business and that the country needs to get as much economic value as it can from that sector. However, he noted that Jamaica has done well in managing the COVID-19 pandemic when compared to other countries, and that the government will expand visitor testing by using the antigen test. Government of Jamaica tightens curfew for Heroes Day weekend. In response to reports of more than 7,000 COVID-19 cases and 100 deaths from the virus in Jamaica, the government will impose new measures resulting in the cancellation of all evening and nighttime activities planned for the Heroes Day weekend. The curfew will begin at 3 p.m. on October 18, 2020, until National Heroes Day, October 19, 2020. After that date, the curfew will extend from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. daily. Several communities have also been put under tighter curfew restrictions from 6 p.m. until 5 a.m. This curfew will be in effect until October 20th, 2020 for the communities of Whitfield Town in Lower St. Andrew and in Waterford, Portmore, St. Catherine. The enhanced curfews are being imposed to avoid a repetition of the large gatherings and parties that occurred across the island during Emancipendence Week in August 2020. This week's Caribbean news. Bird conservation group supports Dominica government's plan for protection of endangered parrots. A plan devised by the government of Dominica to protect the rare and endemic Cicero and Jaco parrot has received the support of Birds Caribbean, a bird conservation non-governmental organization, NGO. A letter from Dominica's Ministry of Environment, Rural Modernization and Calinago Upliftment stated the government's promise to work with local and global partners to facilitate the return of parrots taken in secret to Germany in March of 2018 after Hurricane Maria had caused major damage to the island. The action was strongly criticized by international environmental groups that called for the repatriation of the birds. The Association for the Conservation of Threatened Parrots, or ACTP, took rare parrots from Dominica without the approval of the government, including 2 Cicero and 10 Jaco parrots that had hatched in the wild following the hurricane, to a private facility in Germany. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's diaspora news. UK businessman wins Great Taste Award for Jamaican food brand. The Morgan and Brown luxury Jamaican food brand, founded by businessman Dr. Carlton Brown in the United Kingdom, has received a 1-star Great Taste Award for its The Jerk House Caribbean Hot Mustard Sauce. The Great Taste Awards represents the biggest and most trusted food and drink award in the UK. The Marshall & Brown product line is prepared with a holistic approach that takes the entire ecosystem into consideration, working with local farmers and providing appropriate packaging. The firm is named for Dr. Brown's mother, Olive Brown, and mother-in-law, Eugenia Marshall, both of whom were born in Jamaica and whose family food traditions inspired Dr. Brown to honor his heritage with a commercial product line. This week's business news. Jamaican government plans economic stimulus via spending on South Coast Highway. The government of Jamaica has proposed spending more on public infrastructure as a means to to stimulate the economy of the island. According to Dr. Nigel Clark, Minister of Finance and Public Service, the proposal includes an increase in the capital spending portion of the nation's budget by $6 billion Jamaican dollars, $4.6 billion of which would go toward the South Coast Highway Improvement Project. Clark said the government believes the project meets the definition of the type of public investment that spurs economic activity and job growth. He added that as the COVID-19 pandemic has had a serious impact on the island's economy, the government plans to increase investment to help revive economic activities and retain jobs, as well as sending a signal to the private sector of the government's confidence about the future. Now for this week's arts and entertainment news. Institute of Jamaica will not present Musgrove Awards in 2020. The Institute of Jamaica, IOJ, which organizes a yearly event honoring Jamaicans for their contributions to literature, science, and the arts, has confirmed that it will not present the annual Musgrove Awards in 2020. The awards program is the oldest one of its kind in the Western Hemisphere. According to Vivian Crawford, executive director of the organization, the absence of a governing council at the IOJ is a major reason for not holding the event. The council was dissolved prior to the general election on September 3, 2020, like all other state-appointed boards. New governing boards will be appointed by the minister with the responsibility for the relevant agencies and organizations. Once a council is appointed, four subcommittees will be established to review the awards applications, which are ready to be reviewed. The Musgrove Awards are traditionally presented in October in conjunction with National Heritage Week, which ends with National Heroes Day in 2020. National Heroes Day will be held on October 19, 2020. This week's sports news. Jamaican Alex Powell moves closer to FIA World Championship. Jamaican driver Alex Powell has moved closer to attaining the FIA World Championship with his sixth place finish in Lonato, Italy. He initially placed third, but a controversial penalty imposed by the judges moved him to sixth place. The setback did not represent much of a disappointment to Powell, however, who recently became the first Jamaican to obtain a pole position at a karting championship event. He also had the highest placing among Caribbean drivers in history. 12-year-old Powell said he was happy with his overall performance at the competition. One of his main goals is to be on the podium at the World Championship, and his run in Italy bolstered his determination to accomplish this feat. He said he was returning to train for the World Finals in Portugal, which will include 120 of the world's drivers. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a weekly news summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at TurnItUpRadio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at TheEnglishConnectionMedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at E2OnAir.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.